Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Was trending right now. Sabres won 8-5 last night on the road, taking on the Washington Capitals. This one from Tage Thompson.
Play kept in on the far wall by Dahlin. Plays it through Wilson, near side. J.J. Paterka with a shot. There's a loose puck. Scores! Good hands by Tage Thompson over on that far side. And the Sabres have tied the game on the power play here in Washington. It's one apiece.
Another one. Here we go. Jack Quinn getting it in.
Cap still with the puck. Chychrun, new stick and all. Whoa. Lost the puck and it's stolen. And it's a breakaway attempt here for Buffalo. Quinn with the goal on a clear-cut breakaway. End-to-end pretty much for Quinn. And the Sabres score their sixth of the game with 14:08 to go in the third period.
Nice, taking it 8-5 yesterday. Sabres is going to be on the road tomorrow, taking on Ottawa. President said he's considering ways to serve a third term as president.
Boy.
What do you mean, oh boy? Well, nothing to see here, folks. Yeah, no, I know you're thinking, but I thought there were only two terms available. Well,
yeah, right.
That's old thinking. So the president did say Sunday, I'm not joking, about trying to serve as a third term. Let me run down how that could happen. Let's say he finishes his second term, gets everything done he wanted to get done, and then it's J.D. Vance that runs for president, the current vice president. So J.D. Vance goes up for election as president, having Trump as vice president on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say J.D. Vance gets voted in as president, then immediately resigns. Guess who becomes president? With the current rules in place, guess who becomes president?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's one way. Anyhow, President did say, I've had more people ask me to have a third term, which in a way is a fourth term because the other election, the 2020, oh, right, that was rigged. So anyhow, the rules now are that you can't serve two terms as president. You can only serve a maximum of two terms. And so that could change. Or like that scenario that was floated, that could be how
J.D. Vance could be like, yeah, term. I'll do that whole plan. I'll run for president and then I'll resign. JK. I like being president. I found my room at the house.
I don't know. I think he's having a good time doing what he's doing. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll but see to be the vice. Wait a minute, is. Though. To be the vice president or the president of the United States, everyone's picking the prez.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Somebody won the $527 million jackpot. For Powerball, it was someone in Anaheim, California. Sold it at 7-Eleven. Near Disneyland in California. So a winner who is currently unidentified can get paid out over 30 years or get the one lump. The $527 million turns into $243.8 million.
Wow.
That 7-Eleven will get $1 million just for selling the ticket.
Sure.
How are your brackets, friend? NCAA basketball, Final Four to secure and feature rare matchups of only number one seeds, not the year for the underdogs.
So, let me just say, Don't call it a comeback, but
come on.
If Duke wins, I win it all.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, let me curtsy right now. Thank you. Thank you very
well
much.
Done. I told you.
I was struggling for a while. Yeah.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine. Over the NBA, where five players and two coaches were ejected. This was a game between the Pistons and the Wolves, a skirmish. Five players, two coaches ejected after a fight broke out in the second quarter. This was on Sunday. Detroit lost their head coach, one of their centers, a forward, a guard after the ejection. Minnesota forward, gone. Guard, gone. Assistant coach, gone. Skirmish began with 8:36 left in the half. Pistons up 39-30. There was a foul. There was some words. There was some bumping. There was some discussion. There was some pushing, shoving, slapping the ball out of the other player's hands near the baseline, and then things got physical. And that's where there were, again, five players ejected and two coaches ejected from the game. You don't see that every day. And finally, people wondering, why did Morgan Wallen just walk off SNL set while the credits were rolling? So, you know, you've seen the end of the show, or maybe you haven't. At the end of the show, the whole cast and then the guests and whoever just happens to be in the building that's famous gets up on stage. They kind of, you know, the host will say thanks for watching, yada, yada. And then the credits roll. And while the credits roll, everyone sort of mingles like the world's quickest cocktail party. Hi, how are you? That was great. Hugs, handshakes. That's what I like to watch to see who's got conflict. Morgan Wallen just kind of walks off. He whispers something into Mikey Madison's ear, gave her a hug, then just walked off the stage. So maybe he wasn't aware that you don't just what, like it's not done. But he's been there before. Soon after the incident, Morgan Wallen shared a photo on Instagram from his private plane with the caption, "Get me to God's country," written all over an image on the runway. Maybe he wasn't into the vibe on the set at SNL. But whatever, he did his two songs from the upcoming album. It was straightforward. There was nothing.
Why'd he do it? He doesn't even need SNL. He's doing well without him.
Wheez, probably not his choice.
Yeah.
Probably contractual or something like that. So
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Did they do jokes about him? Was it like he was making fun of or something?
No, he was, other than performing the music, he was really not involved with the show.
Wow.
Like it was the music. And then
that really upset people. I was like, I didn't know this until somebody said something.
Well, didn't SNL, like, you know, during COVID say, you know, he got in trouble because he was in a bar partying?
Yes. That was 5 years ago. There was.
So maybe this was a make good and he never really wanted to do it. He was mad that they made such a big deal. Could that have been?
I don't know.
So I don't know. It got some reaction. Hours later, a source close to Wallen explained that the singer enjoyed his time on SNL. Never meant to offend, never meant a quick exit. He said he was just kind of done with it. And I don't think he was mad at anybody particularly. I think he was just kind of, he's not a New York City boy. Maybe it was just too much for him.
Or, I mean, you know, people are really big into wake windows and sleep windows. Maybe it was like the end of his wake window and he had eyes closed soon.
I'm sorry, I haven't gone down that TikTok rabbit hole, but I will today. Wake windows and sleep windows?
Yeah, it's mostly for infants, but just in case he's following it too.
No,
I was thinking
it
maybe
works for adults.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm thinking. So maybe it's his wake window.
Podcaster out there who's an expert. I'll follow her.
Sleep window. I would too. Believe everything she says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm in. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:23.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.